Ron DeSantis, anti-police rhetoric, weak policies causing disastrous consequences in the U.S. by Hannah Blow on July 12, 2021. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R., explained on Monday why some areas of the country are seeing a tremendous crime wave, attributing it to weak policies and anti-police rhetoric, which he said are resulting in disastrous consequences. Speaking from Green Cove Springs, Florida, on Monday, DeSantis said police officers around the country want to come to Florida because the culture is better. I do think you will see, I think you've already seen. But there are people in these police departments in various other parts of the country who, if they can get a job in Florida, they want to come to Florida to be able to do it, DeSantis said. Because the culture is better, and they understand they're going to be supported much more resolutely than what they do. He continued before discussing the crime spikes across the country, noting offenses are up but arrests are down in some areas because officials are not even prosecuting crimes. The offenses are up, they're just not being held accountable. So they don't show up in the statistics, DeSantis said. Make no mistake, the reason that you have such huge spikes in crime in many parts of the country is because of not standing up for law enforcement, having weak policies where you're letting people out, and you're not prosecuting people who are committing habitual offenses. That is clearly causing disastrous consequences. DeSantis reiterated that Florida is happy to be supportive of law enforcement. We should look at what do we need to do. I know we've done some stuff with the Department of Corrections to try to make that more of a valuable enterprise. The pay is not great. We've done some stuff to try to increase that, he added. However, recently, the governor's Democrat critics have accused him of being inconsistent, falsely asserting that his anti-riot bill, which strengthens penalties for lawless behavior during a riot and makes it more difficult for localities to fulfill the left's mantra of defunding the police, stands in direct contrast to his recent praise of Cubans protesting the tyrannical, oppressive, communist regime. Specifically, the anti-riot law, DeSantis said, strikes the appropriate balance of safeguarding every Floridian's constitutional right to peacefully assemble while ensuring that those who hide behind peaceful protest to cause violence in our communities will be punished. The law does not prevent peaceful protests, as some Democrats suggest. Rather, it increases penalties for violent rioters, including penalties for assault or battery on first responders. Notably, the law followed a year of Black Lives Matter and Antifa violence in major cities, hallmarked by rioting, looting, arson, and vandalism.